Well, I've been away for a little while, and I'm back. And, you know, when the thing that makes it special when you're not well is the fact that people send you all these get-well cards, don't they, Dave?
Yeah. I sent you loud. I just put a blank envelope. I just put Simon in Scotland somewhere.
Well, they may still arrive, then. They may still arrive.
Yeah. I've been reading the Harry Potter books, and I've finished them now, so I've sent them with an eagle. I mean, an owl.
So,
was it a budgie? I don't know. One of the two, three, four.
Last time we spoke properly, well, I met up with you, didn't I? And Gaz and Tony and Dave, when you were up doing the run in Glasgow.
That's correct. Yeah. The day that the Evans opened, the only run this year that we've had rain. And
is
Tony
it?
Decided to play a new game, didn't he, at 8 miles? Yeah.
Find the puddle.
See how many blooming puddles he could get a blind bloke to run through. But, But since then, oh my goodness me, Simon, I don't know where we are, where we've been, what we're at, personally, housewise, runs. It's 5 weeks, and it's just amazing what happens, isn't it?
Well, I know, I can't believe as well that your challenge, this is the final month for this year's challenge,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, but we'll do it that later in the month, but you'll be finished off with the big one, don't you?
Yeah.
In Ethiopia.
I know, and I mean, you know, when you run back to January the 7th and the Great Winter Run, and you're thinking, oh, blimey, we've got 24 runs to do before we get to the end. And then slowly you're looking back thinking, what happened to them 24 runs?
It's actually been an amazingly quick year. I mean, I think we say this every, but I think this year really has.
Oh, it's flu. And you know, it's majority of people. I mean, the kids are saying the same. They're at school, and you know, when kids are having fun and doing this and doing that, and I've said the same. Dad, where's the weeks going? Now, when kids are saying it, it's frightening, really. But you know, Simon, I'll put it down to the fact that we live by a diary. We live by dates. We live by dates, next week, the week after, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 months. I mean, I'm even taking talk bookings for 2019, and that's frightening. Because, you know...
2019?
Yeah.
Goodness.
I don't know, and you're thinking, 2019 will come? And, you know, it's just crazy. But again, I was talking to somebody the other day, because they were talking about holidays and things. And I said, yeah, I said, and it's amazing, when you're in the UK... Everything is governed by the clock. You know what I mean? You get up, you work 9 to 5 or whatever it is. You go down the to a restaurant and people will say, "Oh, sorry, mate, you can't have any food because 9 o'clock the kitchen shuts." But when you go abroad, say somewhere like Greece or whatnot, you can be up past 10 and you say, "Yeah, we want a steak sandwich." Oh yeah, they'll open the kitchen up and do it. So there's no clock, is there? There's no clock to follow. They haven't got a problem. But over here, we are governed by that clock. The big finger, the little finger, and the second hand that just goes whiz.
Wait a minute. So you've got two fingers on the right and a hand? What kind of clock have you got?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, this is an Harry Potter clock.
So, it's last time we spoke, you were hoping to get the kitchen in, is it in?
Would you believe, only 15 minutes ago, the last cupboard was put in. The cupboards are in, doors are on, and we have got the work surface people coming tomorrow to actually template, and hopefully they say within about 7 days we should have them in, fitted, done. We may even have an hobbing, we should have a sink in, we'll have taps on, running water, and I'll be able to have an egg and bacon butty.
Do you know, I was just thinking, though, we were talking about this time last year, and you were hoping to be in November, into the house, and ready for Christmas. And it's taken a year.
It didn't happen. Huh? Well, we actually moved in on the 3rd of February this year. And to be totally honest with you, what has gone on since February until, well, nearly, we're sort of end of October now into November, is incredible. Electrics, gas, water... carpets, flooring, roof, garden, workshop, kitchen. We haven't had a kitchen since we moved in. And we're now only a couple of weeks away from having that sort of all ready. So this Christmas will be the first Christmas really in here to celebrate. So it will be nice to to have Christmas in the house. You know, it is, you know, it will be the first big Christmas in the house. It would be lovely.
I was looking at a picture on Facebook, actually, of you, and I couldn't quite understand, because it looked like you were out walking with somebody and the dog, but the dog wasn't there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the invisible dog.
The harness was there and everything.
Yeah,
it was just no dog.
Yeah, and the guide dog trainer was the other end of the harness. Last Friday I had an interview, because would you believe Seamus has been, or will be, put on the semi-retired list, so they're starting to look for a new dog for me. So when they come out and they ask you a whole series of questions, which they have to, although you've had four dogs, and then Trainer Claire then had to walk me up the street. She held the harness so that she can get some idea of the strength of the dog, the speed that we walk, you know. And then Dev slipped on in and said, well, rather than just take him to the next corner, I could do with a bottle of milk. So I had to walk all the way up to the top of the street. I had to go into the shop. I had to come out of the shop, cross over the crossings, all the way back down the street with this imaginary dog in the harness. Have you ever felt...
frequently.
Yeah. Have you ever felt that?
I actually can't believe that Seamus is retiring. You know, I thought he was about four.
Well, I've had him 6 years, the 31st of October. He's had some issues, actually, the last couple of weeks himself, Sean, when we had him at the vet, because there was a suspected cancer. He's had his tests, and all the biopsies have been done, and touch wood, thankfully, he's not got cancer. But he's got some allergies. But they're trying to identify exactly what the allergies are. It could be through change of food, something as silly as that. It could be because we've moved environments and, you know, the garden's big and there's bushes and brambles. We don't know. Just can't, you know, you can't ask a dog to say, what's the matter with you, can you? So, but at least the big C's been ruled out, which is one thing. But he's starting to slow down, Simon, but he's a big German Shepherd. He's a big lad. Claire was saying, you know, when we walked, he's sprightly when we go, but when, you know, after an hour's walking, he's starting to slow down, so it's taking his toll on the lad, but, you know.
That's the sad side of guide dogs, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it could be after Christmas, I get pulled in to have one, or it could be 8 months. They're not overly worried, you know, they said it could take up to 12 months. That's fine. The working that I do with him at the minute is not too pressured on him, because I think he's the only guide dog at the moment that spends more time in a taxi than he does on his paws. But, you know, he's a good lad. He works well. He works really, really well. I was very impressed with his work within crowds. And, you know, Claire said she's never seen a dog work in a crowded situation, shopping area, like Seamus. So I said, all I'll do is one of the days drop a GoPro on me chest and we'll film him working in that respect. But, you know, yeah, so... There we go, so semi-retired dog, we're in a house, we're slowly getting there, we're going to have a Christmas where we can actually cook in this house, and, well, Simon, what can I say?
Onwards and upwards. If you want to keep up with Dave, he has many ways.
Yeah, now I've read Harry Potter, if you just send an owl to West Bromwich and Blind Dave, that'll get me that way, the pigeons seem to, it's blinddavehealy.co.uk website. Blind Dave Healy Facebook, Ask Blind Dave Healy Twitter, and Blind Dave Healy Instagram.
There you go. So in one of those ways you can catch up with
him. Oh, yeah. The owl's good, though. But I'll tell you what we have got, you know.
Quick.
Don't know whether I've mentioned this, I'm taking it quickly. We've got a complete sort of family of wild parrots around where we live now, you know, the valley.
All right.
And there's about 20 wild parrots. People say, no. And they am, and they fly across at night certain times, and devil say, here comes the parrots. And they're a beautiful shade of green, absolutely gorgeous. Who would think in West Bromwich you'd have wild parrots?
Well, why not? Dave, always a pleasure. You take care.
Thank you.
And we'll catch up with you next week.
Indeed, sir.